Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer, life, and all that goofy stuff that can get in between the two. Each week, the hosts may be different, but do not worry. They are all guaranteed by us poor quality material. Join us and listen in as the Brew Crew, that's us, talks about what ails, you guys get the joke at this point, their life. Now, let's see what we're drinking.
We are rolling.
We are here.
Heavy rolling.
Heavy rolling. Like a fat kid down a hill.
Like a freight train on the tracks. A little bit less hurtful to the ears.
Perhaps.
Some of us were tubby tots, Colin.
Some tater tots, Colin?
Hit a little too close to home.
Yeah, I'm still sensitive. Please don't bring it up. Oh. I still miss my chicken nuggets.
Your chicken nuggets. Welcome to Poor Quality, episode 12?
Trent? Yeah.
12.
12.
12. I have no clever comment for 12. No certain age that happened.
On the 12th day of poor quality, I made some jokes.
All right.
Go ahead and count that down for us, all the way down to one.
No, that might be the only song that has the number 12 in it.
Probably so.
Yeah, that's it. I just racked my brain for every song I know, and I cannot think of another one with 12.
Like a computer. Mike just went through all of his brain files.
My database.
Instantaneously, and that's what he came out with.
And nothing. No, nope.
No results found.
Control F.
You can try searching in the deep recesses, but that's a different key command. So we can try that later.
All right.
Colin, take control.
Please. Okay. Welcome to Poor Quality episode 12 again. My name is Colin, and this week I asked the guys to describe the beer they're drinking as a traditional breakfast item. So no odd bits, you know, just the kind of standard breakfast things. And I am drinking a Astronaut Brown Ale from Rocket Republic here in Huntsville. If it reminded me of a breakfast food, if I had to describe it with a breakfast food, it would probably be oatmeal, because it's hearty. It doesn't have, well, like oatmeal doesn't have a lot of flavor, but this beer does. So maybe not the best, but I guess you can kind of add things to oatmeal and give it more flavor. But yeah, oatmeal, maybe toast. Toast would be a good one as well.
Colin, what if you made your oatmeal with the beer? Have you ever microwaved beer?
I was about to say, I'd have to microwave a beer for this.
I don't know if anybody's ever microwaved beer before.
I'm sure they have.
This is an episode of firsts, I'm telling you right now.
When I think of oatmeal, though, I think of like some brown sugar in there. But yeah, if we're talking like grits, that now we're talking about zero flavor. Like serious atrocity.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Atrocity to the human spirit.
I guess it differs, because when I buy oatmeal, I just go to Costco and get like the big old bland 5-pound pack that you cook and add your own flavors to. But I guess some people just buy the pre-made. Like,
yes, the dinosaur eggs. Cinnamon.
Yeah, dinosaur eggs. That's exactly right. That is exactly right, Trent. Dinosaur eggs is the only oatmeal.
When you say oatmeal, it's, guess it's bland. I guess you can add stuff to it. I was just like, no, you have to add stuff to it.
Not
it's
bland
oatmeal.
At all. Trent, what are you drinking? Is it dinosaur eggs? It's dinosaur eggs.
I'm drinking dinosaur eggs.
I melted them.
The Northern Hawk Owl Amber Ale from Right Brain Brewery, which is actually where my older sister Hannah works.
Oh, shout out to Hannah.
Hi Hannah. It's a sweet, malty, tasty brew. And just going off the flavor, it kind of tastes like corn pops, which is kind of a second tier pocket pick of cereals. Like, Right. I won't buy a whole box, but if I'm at a hotel and there's like a little box of them, like I'm definitely grabbing like a little.
Those
box
little to-go like containers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Do they still like, do that? Because I remember as a kid loving those on like on they do car still trips. Do
that. I had one the other day at my desk, and I just was so happy. Just
chomp, 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 sounds chomp, amazing. Chomp. The little baby cardboard boxes.
Yeah, like eating Fruit Loops.
Oh my gosh!
At my desk.
Those remind me of the little cereal bars too, where it'd be like the cereal and the milk.
Ugh, no, I could never.
No, those are those are great. I like.
I
those.
Remember those, like the Honey Nut Cheerios with the hard milk.
I could not.
It's just frosting. It's
not
frosting.
Milk. You can't. If you think of that as milk, you will just throw up on the spot.
Throw up.
That
right
is disgusting.
There, yeah.
I want to introduce those to somebody who's never had milk and then give them that and be like, okay, now this is milk. Like this is real milk.
Try milk.
Colin.
Yes.
Here's a question for you. Just going to pose this, bounce right off of what you just said. Where are you going to find a person or a mammal that is that's ever not had milk? That is literally the first thing you eat.
And how are you going to convince somebody that substance is what comes out of a cow? That's what
this hard stuff comes out of
do you
the
chip
udder.
It out
well,
of
Trent,
the
Trent, Trent, it doesn't have to come out of a cow.
It also comes out of goats
and it also comes out of almonds. It's true,
you grind those almonds down hard enough, you're gonna get that just hard little centered piece of the cereal bar.
I still don't get how that works. I don't know if we've talked about it, but it's
little,
always
little,
be a mystery.
Little almond boobies. You just
oh, gross.
Is that the sound? Sorry for that.
That's not a nice image.
Nope.
In
nope,
my brain.
Nope. But now I'm wanting some almond milk.
Well, Mike, tell me what you are drinking then.
Well, instead, I chose a... Oh, gosh. Guys, I've been so excited to drink this on the cast. It is a New Glarus Spotted Cow.
Oh.
The crown jewel
yum.
Of Wisconsin. It is not allowed to be distributed outside of Wisconsin. Actually, that's what New Glarus prides themselves in. It's Wisconsin, like, brewed and owned and all that sort of stuff. It's
a farmhouse. We pride ourselves in not making as much money as we could.
That is absolutely true. It is a farmhouse ale. It is a cloudy beer, but it is so full of flavor, and it is unbelievable. If you go to Wisconsin, please drink some New Glarus.
It's great.
And please send me some. For a breakfast food, I am going to go with hash browns because love hash browns, and I love Spotted Cow. And it's also kind of like a, we talked about it last week, it's a staple kind of beer. And if I could, I would have it with every breakfast. And if I could, I would have this beer every night.
Dang. High praise.
Let's see.
Wait, hold on. Yes, hash browns for you. Are they the individually crispy. Chopped like potato bits? Or are they like the weird cake that McDonald's gives you?
They're shredded.
Yeah, okay. Good.
And I don't know crispy. If you've... yes. They're
and
like,
McDonald's, yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
McDonald's.
Well, no. If we're talking specifics, it is the wooden chairs in Stevens Point's extra crispy, deluxe, oily special with a little touch of salt and just some pep. And then... but enough of that. Yes, I'm thinking... Chris, I have not heard a word from you. So please tell me, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a Good People Coffee Oatmeal Stout, which had two breakfast items in the name, but I think I'm going to have to go with Burnt Toast, because I'm not a huge fan of this beer thus far. It's a little, like burnt tasting and bitter and just not really my favorite thing, but I'm also not a huge dark brew kind of guy. So
well, I'm really glad I didn't go shout out to Gadsden, Alabama there like I was going to. Maybe I don't want to claim that.
But I mean, at the same time, like the more sips I take, the better it gets. So I guess it has some redeeming qualities, and it probably does taste kind of like black coffee, but I don't really drink my coffee black.
Do any of you here drink your coffee black?
No way.
It depends.
Trent does.
All right. Shout out to Trent. Yeah, good.
I've got my pour over and I've got my gooseneck kettle, and you know, I chop my beans fresh and I make a fresh cup of joe and just enjoy the brew the way it is. It
takes me 60 minutes to drink a cup of coffee in the morning, but man, is it good by the end.
It really is, though.
No, I use a pour over as well.
I use sort of a pour over option in that I have...
You pour it in the cup.
I pour the instant coffee into the cup and pour it into the microwave. Yeah. And then... pour it into my mouth.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to talk about this in a second. Hold on.
I thought you were going to say, I'm poor, so I'm over coffee now.
Well.
It's just water for me.
Same sorts of things.
Yeah, I just get it at work now.
If we're still talking about coffee, I prefer black coffee in the afternoon, and I like it with a little creamer in the morning, just to kind of prepare me for my bitter, bitter day.
A little bit of sweet before that bitter day.
Oh, please save me, coffee.
Hey, Matt, what are you drinking?
Oh, thanks, Chris. I'll take it from here, then. Tonight, I'm Matt. Tomorrow, I will be two. And I'm drinking...
Good. Wait, tomorrow, you're two? That's a interesting age gap.
Tomorrow, I'll be two, my dudes. Sick grab there on the goof, by the way.
That was good.
I'm drinking a Lion and Google's Lake Water Cranberry Ginger Shandy, which
back at it
is not a not a new one for me. It's one of my favorites, and it's also all that I had left. So there's that.
I have a Oh, you should have asked me. Sorry.
Oh, too bad. I'm drinking something I like. Anyway,
that's fair.
If I were to pick a breakfast food, a standard, a staple in my breakfast tradition, I would go with sort of a cereal, certainly, with like mixed fruit within, all packaged up in an airtight container that you would take to space, just like the movie Alien. Aww. And Sigourney Weaver might eat something along the lines of, I'm just sipping on this.
So
just immediately thinking Sigourney Weaver waking in the morning and just ripping open that airtight bag full of cranberries and cereal. And
at this point, I fully expect...
Well, not pouring it because it's in space, but they had gravity in that thing. So.
I was hoping you'd say waffles or pancakes, because I know Matt loves making pancakes for his boys.
Yeah, I didn't say either of those things, if I remember right.
And you could go into a story about how sweet you are sometimes. You're such a sweet boy sometimes, Matt.
I've been sweet before, I guess.
He loves that real maple syrup.
Yeah, maple syrup.
Like, I know the joke's coming. I'm just always interested to see how it's coming, how it's getting delivered.
Yeah. This one was delivered
by DiGiorno.
Very slowly, apparently.
It's not delivery, it's Matt.
Out of curiosity, has everybody seen Alien? Because I have not.
Yeah, I've seen
Alien. I have, but I did not know who Sigourney Weaver was when we first started this joke. I definitely had to look her up. And I recognized her from Avatar more than I did Same. Alien. I don't know Avatar. How much I'm going to talk about.
Okay, so that's cool, Mike.
I don't know.
Just 90s kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Okay, guys, well, I didn't want to talk about this at all.
I guess arguably that makes more sense. Avatar is, what, the number one most grossing movie ever? So yeah, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, guys.
Most gross movie.
It's the grossest movie ever.
Sigourney Weaver, not hot cartoon mom. There.
You didn't mean it, though. You didn't mean it. I know this.
I would like to congratulate all of us on probably being the first podcast in like a month and a half that nobody's been drinking a beer from Point.
Oh, why would we congratulate ourselves for that?
I'll go buy one right now.
Point is amazing. Why are you throwing shade, Colin?
Wait.
This is classic Colin as well, insulting Wisconsin. Mike, oh, I can see the fire.
Wait.
Go Packs.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's got a fresh Packer anger, too.
He's got some Packer anger.
I have nothing to say.
Wait, did you say go Pats? Because I agree with that.
Uh-oh.
I said go Pats, yeah.
Chris from Massachusetts over there.
Go Pats.
I asked you guys what beer you're drinking and how it reminded you of breakfast food, just because since coming back from Christmas, I've been just like trying to get into my normal like morning routine that it does involve breakfast. And I'm curious to know, like, because everybody's very different in the morning, where some people are up literally when they need to get out the door versus getting up and doing things. So, like, what is your morning routine? You have to be at work at, like, X time. What time are you getting up? What are you doing? Like, for example, so I have to be at work at 8 a.m. on most days. So on a normal morning, I wake up at, like, 5 a.m. And I, yeah, no, that's woof.
Gross.
I wake up at, like, 5 a.m. and usually try to brew some coffee real quick and eat a little something, and then I go to the gym at 6 and I work out for an hour, and then I get ready for work at the gym and go to work, get there by 8, and then that night, I know this is not morning, that night I like get everything ready for the next day. So I like get my clothes together, get my gym clothes together, have my lunch made and everything like that. So in the morning I can just do small little morning things like brew coffee, eat a quick bite, maybe stretch, and then be out the door. So like, but on a day where efficient. I don't go to the gym, I'm still up at 6 when I need to be at work at 8 and like have like a full breakfast. So like I get that I'm probably the minority here, but interested to see like you, what everybody's is.
You are by far the most, your schedule is the most adult out of any of us.
Yeah. And for yeah. likely forever will be.
The most real life schedule was the one that we just heard, and what you're gonna hear from now on is all downhill.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna get the classic fresh out of / in college morning routine right about now, and yeah. I'll start it off.
Please hit us with it.
I have an alarm. I have to be at work at 9 on 4 days out of the week, and then 8:30 one day out of the week. For a morning meeting that our whole team gets together on. So I set an alarm for 6:50, and okay. that alarm is a pre alarm. That alarm goes off at 6:50. I turn it off and I roll over, go right back to sleep.
Oh, you're that person. Okay.
A 7 o'clock alarm goes off. I snooze it for 8 minutes. A 7:08 alarm goes off. I snooze that. I snooze my alarm until 7:30. So at 7:30, 9 times out of 10, Chris is out of the shower. In this house, we only have one bathroom. And so normally it's okay. And Chris and I have been able to work out a schedule. Chris is out, and you're usually out of the door by 7:30, Chris. I jump into the shower, take as quick a shower as I can, jump out, come here to my room, and then I have to play with Penny for 15 minutes, otherwise she just goes insane. And even then, she sometimes goes insane, as Mike can attest to.
So how long does it take you to get from your house to your place of business?
Right. So I leave the house between 8 and 8:10. And I can show up. I also have where I park in downtown Nashville, I have a 15-minute walk from.
Dang.
Because I park at the Nissan Stadium. I park at the Nissan Stadium and walk across the pedestrian bridge into downtown.
It's a pretty walk, though.
And it's so nice. And my Apple Watch doesn't get mad at me for not working out. So
that's true.
I have a 30-minute walk every day, which is really nice. Together, 30 minutes altogether. So I can get to the Nissan Stadium by anywhere between 8:20 and 8:45, and traffic is never ever consistent. It is either super easy or just the worst stop and go traffic. Like today was awful, and yesterday I got there in like 10 minutes. Today I got there in like 25, 30 minutes. So it totally depends on how many semis are traveling. Which way is it? West to Nashville.
So you have to be like super conscious of what time you're leaving because it's so variable.
Yeah, no. And I usually get to, well, to talk about breakfast, I usually get to work and eat breakfast because I'm between 45 minutes and 15 minutes early every day.
What a time range.
Yeah, so it's really inconsistent, but it's, I mean, it's nice. It's nice when I have time, and it's okay when I don't. So I've got that down pretty good.
Yeah, just so you're the multiple alarm person. You're the, I set 10 alarms that increasingly wake me up more and more over the course of the hour they're going off.
It's stages of waking up. And actually at about stage two, I call for Penny, who has been waiting for me to wake up since five. She jumps onto my lap, and I pet her, telling her what a good kitten she is. And then my alarm goes off again around 7:30, and I go up and shower.
How adorable.
She seems to be a
good My work commute could not be more different than Matt's. So I guess I can pop in here. So on a good day, if traffic, if everything's fine, it takes me 3 minutes to get to work.
That's cool, man.
3 minutes.
As in singular three. Cool. Okay.
And on a three minutes to drive to work, probably could walk it in like eight.
I would just walk every day.
Yeah. Do you walk?
Well, you would, except for. It's real cold out, and it snows.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it's a little snowy. Okay.
And I don't have proper winter clothes because
that's true.
I'm dumb.
Well.
I've only got my stupid vest.
Yep.
you know it.
Yeah.
You love it.
Well.
Yeah, on a bad day, it'll take me like 6 minutes. So those days are pretty rough.
Wow. That's cool, man.
So, okay, Trent, so what time are you at work? You're at work at 8?
8:30? No, I don't have to work until 9:30.
That's right. Okay.
Which is kind of a blessing and a curse
cool,
sometimes.
Man. That's cool.
So Trent gets up at 9:27.
Yup.
No, I get up at like 8 o'clock, and I used to do what Matt did. Like I would set. Matt knows how many alarms I would set.
Yep.
Matt loved my old real alarm clock.
All right, I'm going to do a quick Trent alarm clock cosplay. Okay, everybody just get ready. Here's my impression. This is my impression of Trent's alarm clock.
Holy nuts.
Yeah, it was basically a Russian missile.
Matt, I heard that from the hall, not from the Google chat. That was very
yeah.
It's quite the alarm.
Echoes through the house.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but now I just wake up when I need to because I don't have to work so late, which is great. So I wake up at 8, and I'll see what Taco's up to. Usually he's on the window sill above me, because which can be really spooky to just wake up and there's eyes looking at you.
He's like, "Hey, been here all night."
Giving you, hey, what's up? Hi, Dad. Is it food time yet, Dad?
You know, you said some real weird things in your sleep last night, there, Dad.
Dad, I watched you. I've been here. Didn't cuddle. Had to watch you sleep, Dad.
You know how many treats you gave me? None when you were sleeping.
None.
Remember that? Do you?
I kept track.
He actually pounced on my chest, like from up there, the other day, and that's how I woke up. And that was
That's
boy, I was up then.
Can you provide lots of detail?
Oh, I suddenly have an apex predator on my chest. This is good. This is good.
Oh, I have no breath in my lungs, and my heart's going 1,000 beats a second.
It's the maintenance worker.
Okay. So I get up, and then I go into my living room, and I turn on my TV, and I get Bob Ross queued up on Netflix.
I'm glad that, you're still doing that.
And I start the episode while I'm making breakfast, and I can't like see my TV great from my kitchen, but I can a little bit. But the beginning's like he's always doing the background, and it's kind of the more, you know, less intensive stuff.
Less intense. Bob Ross and intense in the same sentence.
Yeah.
I sit down when it gets good.
I'll make a little eggs, a little toast action, or sometimes I'll do some cereal.
You have to really ease into those episodes, otherwise they just get wild. Like, if you start in the middle, it's just...
You're too overwhelmed to continue.
Insanity. Like, no, you can't. You have to.
You got too many happy trees, too many happy bushes. You're just, I'm done. I can't do it.
Too much happiness.
You can't.
Too much. Too much too quick. And then after I've got my breakfast made, I sit in my dining room, which, oddly enough, I have at my apartment. And I can see the TV from there, so I'll watch Bob Ross. I got it turned up real loud so I can hear all the brush strokes, because that's really important, too. Mm-hmm. Giving me a nice, relaxing, uplifting part of my day.
Well, how about that?
Like some ASMR stuff.
Yeah, and Bob Ross tells me how okay everything's going to be and how...
Look at that cloud.
Things are just the way they should be. And
I want you to be like that cloud.
He's just so happy and so positive and so quirky and inspiring. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have that in the morning. Like, it's a very important part of my ritual now. It just happened on accident.
Thank you, Bob, for all you've done.
It's Trent, a happy accident.
Mm-hmm. It was, really.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it started in Nashville, so.
Memories.
Yeah, and then I've got alarms set that kind of, like, go off throughout my routine, so I know when to switch, basically. Because sometimes it's easy to get caught up in, you know, trying to get dressed and whatnot.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, so I have, like, an alarm to, like, get up from, like, bed and go make breakfast. And then one after breakfast to, like, go get dressed. And then one after that to, like, leave the door for work.
Yep, and if he misses one, it's Trent showed up naked again.
No,
set another alarm.
When Colin prompted this, I was actually thinking, like, I actually have bought more clothes because now that I have more time to, like, get up and be ready. Because if I had, like, be at work by 8, like, I would get up at 7:30. Like, I would not get up any earlier than I had to. Like, I hate being up before 8 o'clock. But now that I can just, like, wake up at 8 and still have time, like, I care about what I look like more because I'm more awake. So I've been, like, putting more effort into my look and buying newer spiffy clothes. And
now let me specify something. I don't enjoy necessarily being up at 5 a.m., but I prefer it to the latter of going to the gym at, like, 6 p.m.
I am on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go to the gym at 6 p.m., then I'm home at like 7:30, and then I'm taking a shower, I'm eating, it's like 9 o'clock, and I talk with Emerald for a little bit, and she's usually doing homework and stuff, and so it's, you know, and then I'm in bed, and it's like, well, there goes my night, so I'd rather get up at 5 and get all that stuff done, so I just have after work to hang out.
Exactly.
But anyways.
Yeah, I was just talking to Mike about how I need to start working out in the morning, and you.
I was, in on that too.
Yeah,
we were all there.
Hey, Chris, remember when we were texting each other? That was a cool thing that you and fun. I shared.
We have a new chat, the two of us.
Well, I know that Colin and Mike do work out, and Zach and I are trying to, like, get into more workout habits. And I know you boys are, like, runners.
That's true. We are the two runners.
Matt's just, like, generally an active person.
Yes. So, except I think I run more than both of them now. I don't know
how. Yeah, but, like, you two work about at it. Like, it's an effort.
Yeah, that's cool, Mike.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that, guys.
You really let yourself go. Sorry
to drop that bomb on everyone.
Yeah, I think I'm way better than them now.
Yeah, you know,
I think
I'm glad they're not in the chat. They just don't keep up with me, right? Right, guys? Guys, check out how much I'm benching today. I also ran.
But that's actually what's in that chat. Like, that's what that is, though. So,
Yeah. That actually happens.
I was just thinking about making a new one, a new sub chat of...
We have so many. It's awesome.
You, Matt, and Zach and I for Cat Dads.
Cat Dads.
So we could talk about all of our cat stuff.
Yes, that would be great.
We can get it all out there and then we don't have to talk to Mike about it.
Yes, please.
It's funny because, like, I'm not as, I guess, offended at the cats as Mike is, but it's definitely to the point where, like, I open a Snapchat, like, I get a Snapchat from you, from Matt or Trent, and I'm like, oh, what's their cats doing this time? Where I'm just like, I fully don't expect to see human face. I just expect to see cat.
Oh, my Colin's human face.
Speaking of, for those of you listening, Colin's video just cut out for a minute.
I have a low battery, apparently.
Hey. To be clear, I am definitely not offended at either cat. I just think it's a funny goof, so I'm going to keep it going.
Hey, to be clear, when you're doing a funny goof, you don't explain the goof.
Draw attention to it.
Well, so, let's just edit that up then.
Oh, that's cool. Give and me now some that more I, work, why
and
don't
now,
you?
And now that I say it, yeah, and leave it in, it'll be even twice as funny. Because if you point it out twice...
Yeah, now you're pointing out the joke that could have been made, and now it can't
I'm so
be
glad
made.
That my beer tonight is a pint. This is a good night for a pint. I'll say that.
Ah, yes. I agree.
While we're briefly talking about pets, I've had my dog right beside me this whole time.
I thought I heard something.
I'll let you guys know, I've had to pet her pretty much consistently throughout this, because if I do not, she will start to whine. So,
oh no, I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah, it's picked up. Great, lovely.
I actually thought that it was my chair squeaking, because I've been spinning.
I thought also my chair was, it probably is, but...
I like this weird thing I've done to you, where I've made you all very self-conscious of your seating.
Like, I need to oil up my chair.
Squeaky, right.
Squeaky,
squarch, squarch, squeaky,
squeaky, squeaky.
Chris, I feel as if, I feel like your morning routine. Chris, I feel as if your morning routine is far similar to Trent and Collins and Matt's. So if you don't mind going next.
I would say so far it's most similar to Matt's, seeing as it kind of is interwoven into Matt's as well. But I don't know. It starts out kind of with the multiple alarm thing. I've got three now, I think. And the first one's at 6:35. Then 6:45, then 6:50, and then I usually end up actually getting out of bed at 7. And from there, which is honestly, it's late. I end up to work between like 5 and 10 minutes late. But there's a 20-minute grace period, and no one said anything, so it's like, whatever.
Oh. I like that.
Nice. So,
use the system if you can.
Yeah. So I get up.
That's right.
I get out of bed at 7.
You heard it here first, folks.
Got out of bed at 7.
By some standards, you're early.
It's true. I go take a shower.
You're 10 minutes early, if you ask me.
It's true. Take a shower. Brush my teeth. Wash. I already washed. Brush my teeth. Put it
again. Take a shower. Brush my teeth.
Take another shower.
My hair.
No.
Scrub my body.
Brush my teeth
again. By that time, sink. My body's dirty. I'm sweating. I need to wash.
Back
myself.
To bed.
I forget to eat. I go back to brush.
I eat. I get messy while I'm eating. I have to shower.
I brush my teeth in the shower for time because I've lost a lot of time.
Hungry. Eat in the shower.
Gotta eat in the shower.
I bring
myself messy again.
I bring
it in the shower.
I drop
Put
the
shampoo
egg.
On my waffles. Cry. Make more waffles. Put syrup on my body.
Just slip in. Put syrup on my body.
Go to work.
And then off to work. Just leave it. No time. All the water's gone.
Usually leave around 7:30, 7:35. And at that time in Nashville, it takes... at least like a half hour to get to work, even though we live like 12 minutes away.
He's able to do that whole routine in 30 minutes, guys.
It's amazing.
Pretty much. Yeah, I just shower and change and then go, and breakfast isn't really a thing.
And then Chris, you're simplifying it. You shower, you brush your teeth, you shower again, you go make breakfast.
That's true.
You go shower.
No, I don't make breakfast.
You brush your teeth. You brush
your
teeth.
You forget to eat.
Shower,
you brush your
you
teeth
in the shower.
You eat.
You have food in your mouth. You eat your and then teeth. At 7:30, you have to walk all the way to your car. You get in your car and you got waffles in your mouth and you get to work late.
And you're naked because you're still showering.
You're naked. You got to shower again.
And then you realize you're about to shower. You got to go back.
And there's donuts at work.
I used to brew coffee while I was in the shower. But
what?
Wait.
How
wait.
Is that?
That water's not hot enough.
How hot do you run the shower, Chris?
I'm gonna give Chris the benefit of the doubt and think he didn't mean he means makes coffee in the shower.
That's amazing.
I think this is part of why I don't talk a lot in this podcast.
Because when I try to,
I just can't.
Chris, I'll defend you. Chris. I'll defend you.
I love it.
Chris, when you try to, you facilitate great jokes.
Chris, I now have to take off my glasses to wipe my eyes because of you.
Now, Chris, you may not be the only one because we haven't heard Mike talk yet, but you are the first one that says they don't eat breakfast in the morning. And I don't get it. Like, I don't get how you don't eat any form of a breakfast.
I don't know. I mean, I do sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll have a granola bar when I get to work or something like that, but not a traditional breakfast.
That's what I do. I don't get to work and scramble some eggs.
Oh, no, I didn't think that. I guess I just thought you had more than a granola bar.
Nope. Sometimes I have cereal, but most of the time I have one of those Nutri-Grain strawberry bars and then snack until lunch, which is usually a sandwich.
However, Tuesdays I have been having breakfast because I now work from home on Tuesdays, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to get up till 7:30. Nice. But also...
It's nice to see Chris in the mornings.
Thanks, Mike. It's nice to see you as well. But going back to Colin's routine, like, I have wanted to adopt that kind of routine for a while and just haven't. But it's still a goal.
It's not an easy thing to get into. Like, you just kind of gotta, like, I don't know, just embrace the kind of suck for the first few days. And then I don't know. I guess at this point, I'm pretty, like, naturally kind of waking up at 5. Like, I'm hearing the alarms, like, first, you know, like, chip or the first tune, and I'm up. So, I don't know. I mean, it's not easy, but, yeah, it helps me a lot.
I think embrace the suck is a great way to look at it.
Because waking up sucks regardless of what time it's at.
Yeah.
I know the times that I have run before work, it's just a glorious day after that. So
the lights shine down from the heavens and
pretty much it's just like, wow, I feel so good right now and you awake really and alive. But I guess that
that's
feeling
never I felt after a run.
Yeah, that's something.
I'd rather have a crappy day,
Chris,
and sleep more.
Chris, you just didn't get high enough, did you?
Nope. Not enough runner's
pure
high.
Euphoria just didn't do it.
Mm-mm. Maybe I'll try it tomorrow. I'll let you know how it goes.
You should.
I mean, spoiler alert, I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. tomorrow. It's late already.
I would rather stay up till 5 a.m. tonight than wake up at 5 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, no, I can't do
I'm
that.
I'm not going to agree with that one.
Speaking of Warby Parker, let's start the beer fridge.
What?
Wait, no. We were talking about Warby Parker.
That's going to be out of context because I'm cutting it right after I said that I
know, and that's why I was just joking.
Good. Oh, yep. That sounded a little bit like a lie, though. That's
no. What was it?
No, that's totally. Yeah, no, totally. That's yeah, totally. That's why I. Yep. That's why I was a joke.
Oh, he left.
It was
bye,
a.
Colin. No, I'm here. Well, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Bye, Colin.
Kidding.
I'm back.
Bye, Colin. Sorry,
we're all laughing now at my joke.
why we're cut here? Let me go get my charger super fast.
Okay.
Okay. Can we stock the beer fridge?
Let's stock the beer. Wait.
Stock the beer. Oh.
Stock
the beer.
Beer. Let's just stock
fridge.
Fridge stock. Let's stock.
Hey guys. Hey guys.
Huh?
Hey,
what?
Guys.
What?
Instead of staying up until
let's go.
Hey, stop. Instead of stocking, instead of staying up until 5 a.m., let's just stock the beer fridge or something. Into the sky. Hey there, folks. Welcome to the middle of the podcast, the stocking of the beer fridge, where we talk about our sponsors and people who give us money. So this week, we are brought to you by this joke. So a man walks into a pharmacy and walks up to the counter and says, "Hey, so I've got a date tonight, and well, I need some." And the pharmacist says, "You need some protection." The man says, "Yeah, and need some protection." The pharmacist says, "Okay, what size? Small, medium, or large?" And the man says, "Well, medium, a problem." And the pharmacist says, "Okay, your total is going to be $5.25 plus tax." And the man says, "Tax? I thought they stayed on by themselves." later.
While we're talking about mics and how you guys bought them, I was so strangely flattered by what you said today, Colin. Maybe we can just cut in here, but I was so strangely flattered.
I don't even know what you're referencing.
But what you said about the game show today.
Oh, like, yeah. So I have this old tablet that this is a different story for a different time. Maybe kind of sort of stole from my last job. And
three of you have done that.
I don't really have a lot of use for it. Like, I don't use it daily or anything like that. I basically just use it maybe in bed to browse a little bit beforehand. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I can probably use it at work for something. Remember, Trent had a tablet at work that he uses as a monitor as well. So I messaged Trent just, out of the blue. He wasn't looking for this or anything. I was like, "Trent, I need a monitor, a mount for my Dell Venue 8. Within 2 minutes, I had an Amazon link in the inbox. I was like, "Okay." And he goes, "Or you may want to use this." And then sent me another one. I was just like, you could be on a game show for finding relevant searches to very bad descriptions of items on Amazon very quickly.
Both relevant items and the cheapest option for that item.
One of them was $20. I was like, "Okay, yeah."
Yeah. If I ever want something and I don't want it new,
but also peer reviewed, it's not just the cheapest, it's the best product for the money.
Okay, we can get into Trent theory later, but no, but if there's ever something that I don't want to buy new, I just message Trent. I'm just like, "Hey."
And yours are so particular too. You were like, "I need a vertical stand that's minimalist and gets things off my desk." And Trent was like,
"Yeah,
here you go." 2 seconds later, he's like, "Here you go."
Boom. He just sent me a link.
Mike's whole guitar rig.
Trent's helped me out with my rig a lot. And a lot of it has been lesser than average price and all very high quality, in contrast to,
this podcast.
That's right.
Mike, I'm going to feel just terrible if we go through this whole episode and we do not hear about your morning. So please, Mike, I'm dying to know. What is a Michael Buckle Wadena
up. Buckle up, boys. You're in for a treat on this one.
9 o'clock, Dwayne the Rock starts going, "Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring." No, actually, I use the Rock ring. Clock, which is an app that he makes. And he yells
at, I have that as well.
He yells at me to wake up, which I do at 9 o'clock. The funny thing is, I am notorious for using a snooze alarm. But the Rock Clock does not have that. This morning in particular, woke up at 9. I'm kind of a night owl. So I was waking up this morning and I was still quite sleepy. And Dwayne woke me up and I grabbed my phone and I was like, "Okay," and the alarm. And I just kind of lay back down. I'm like, "I'll get up in a minute." And at 9:08, I hear it. And I jolt awake. I'm like, "Oh, whoops. Okay, I'm out. I'm up in bed." And I look at the ground and my phone's on the ground. So that was my snooze alarm this morning in particular. I get up. I make my bed. First thing I got to do is I make my bed. I've heard that it's
It's kind of a military thing, but also if you accomplish something like within the first 5 minutes of your day, they say that your day is just going to be that much more productive.
That would explain so much about my recent life.
Okay, wait, well, hold on. I complete some stuff in 5 minutes between I wake up.
Good job. You pee, you maybe have
no,
a little morsel.
For some people, that's an accomplishment. We have to congratulate Colin for what he can do. Colin, I am so proud of you.
Good job, Colin.
I'm really proud of me peeing too. Thank you.
My first 5 minutes of my morning are spent trying to find where my good pillow is.
So trans.
I don't know what your good pillow is, and I am so curious.
It's the one that Matt's dad threw away.
There's two pillows. Oh. Okay, so there is a good pillow, and by good pillow, Trent meant dumpster pillow.
Garbage pillow.
I've had it for too long, and it does have some stains.
Oh, from some why?
Nose, some gross. Like, nosebleeds.
From
once upon a time.
Drooling. And why do you being
that's what you where you put your face
being really long.
You put your face
so
on
comfy.
That
well, it's I have not a pillowcase a fresh pillowcase.
But one thing real quick, when Trent and I were and Chris were moving out of TK, which was our dorm sophomore year, my dad took a look at the pillow and said, you know what, that's the end of the line, boy. This is going to the dumpster.
What a weird decision for somebody else to make for somebody else's pillow.
Did he throw out the pillow?
If you knew my dad.
It wasn't garbage. It was just sometimes you got to let go. And Tim decided that for me and I wasn't ready. Not ready yet.
I think Tim was right, though.
No, he is right, I'm not ready.
Hey, that's okay.
Speaking of ready, as I continue my morning routine, what I do is I mosey my way to the kitchen. I make two eggs plus one egg white, two pieces of toast with a little bit of butter on one, a little bit of peanut butter, a little bit of jelly on the other. Maybe a little pepper action in those eggs. Keep it nice and clean. I eat that same thing every morning. But from there, I get on my workout clothes and I go to the gym.
So it's like fortunately, what time?
Like, I'd probably leave here by 9:45.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it's not five, but it's not like one. At least I'm kind of getting up at them.
That's how I feel. Confused on what your school schedule is that you can
that's
go to the gym
the
at 9:45.
And
he's got four classes, two of them online.
Yeah. I've got eight. I've got 8 credits this semester, but I am working 2 internships. I've got the music stuff going on and I'm putting my eggs in different baskets to try to help people, but also help my resume for when I graduate. And so continuing on, I go get my shred on. Depending if it's Tuesday or Thursday, I have class Tuesday, Thursday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I have nothing. So usually those days are for internships, for homework, for music stuffs, that sort of deal. But the thing is about kind of getting up a little late, even though 9 o'clock to me doesn't seem that late because I'm still a tired boy. Depending on the week, I still hang out on campus till like 7 p.m. depending on the night. I don't know why, just some days in particular, I'm like, I'm going to work a lot today. And I go for like 8 hours straight and like don't stand up. And then by the time I'm done, I accomplish a lot. But it's just kind of the way it goes. Other days, I'm very, very lazy and just say, you know what? I'm going to lay down for a few hours.
A few hours.
That may exaggerate a little bit. But the nice thing about this final stretch of school that I have is I am very relaxed. I am doing a lot of things, but at the same time, I'm prioritizing how I feel is like in the right order, may I say.
Well, to be fair, it's not you're not taking 8 credits because you're lazy. You're taking 8 credits because you worked your butt off for the past 3 years.
Yeah, I did transfer into Belmont like behind.
You worked really hard and took extra classes so that you could have this year to spend doing internships, music, mm-hmm. and you know, finishing school strong, but like really setting your future up for success. And you're, I mean, like from an outside perspective, you are really doing that. And that's awesome.
I thank you. I have kind of kicked butt, if I may say, and I feel like I deserve a little bit of time.
You may not.
I'm sorry.
So you run more than these guys and you kick a lot of butt.
I also do that while I'm running.
Yeah, Mike's so great, isn't he? Isn't he just great, guys?
Me. Let's all drink to Mike.
Mike Town, everybody. Great. Mike's the king.
What else can I brag about? What else is going on with me? Nah, but it's very nice to have a little bit of relaxation times in otherwise what has been 4 years of just work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's paying off, though.
Yeah, very much so. I'm excited to be done, but also the future is.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be done. So, like, the days where you wake up, I guess the days where you have school, which, as you said, was Tuesday, Thursday, what time are those classes?
12:30 is my first one.
Dang.
So I'll get up tomorrow. Yeah, I'll get up tomorrow at the same time and go to the gym and have two meals in me before I get to class. But then the rest of the day is, like, work, internship stuffs. I'll get back here. I'll either try to avoid the Nashville traffic home because, like these boys were saying, I avoid it in the morning kind of for a reason, kind of because I want to sleep. But on the way home, a lot of the times I can go home at 5, but I choose to work for 2 extra hours and avoid all that just because I feel like I'm wasting 30 minutes in the car, which is frustrating. But at the same time, it's rewarding.
About 5 o'clock, it's like an hour for me to get home. Sorry.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Gross.
Yeah. To you boys that are graduated, I don't know if you have these feelings sometimes, but Mike talking about having class at 12:30 just brought me soaring back to Commons, and which is where we lived junior and senior year, and just something in me just hit my memory, my nostalgia pangs. My nostalgia just hit me right in the heart.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, having class at 12:30 and 1 and just kind of waking up.
Right.
And just lazily walking into the kitchen. And what am I going to do for another hour before class? And
Because Matt will sleep until he has to do something.
That is true.
Like, because it depends completely on whatever the next day's schedule is.
Well, yeah. I used to. I'm like Colin.
Now that you have a job, but
a habit. And plus, I have a cat that wakes me up promptly at 7 every morning, even on the weekends.
I was just thinking how I've probably had fourth meal with you guys more than I've had breakfast with you guys.
That's fair. That's
because when you like wake up at noon, like breakfast is lunch, and then if you eat dinner at normal time, then you're still down a meal. So.
And it's time, and then you gotta have dinner at midnight.
Yeah,
which is what we usually used to do.
Guys, I've been thinking about this. Me personally, I could eat the same breakfast every single morning, but if I had to do that for dinner, I would go absolutely insane.
Oh, I love breakfast, and I cook. There's like you cook the same thing, but if I wake up like on a day where I don't go to the gym in the morning. So I wake up at 6 and I will cook the same breakfast every morning. Mm-hmm. Usually
it's hard to stray away.
Yeah, no, I mean, cause it's breakfast items, I guess just don't differ from that much. Whereas like dinner, you know, it can be completely variable.
I don't know. I was just about to say, I am trying to get into better habits, but breakfast, right, for me, recently has been the only meal that's not, pizza, PB&J, or mac and cheese.
Oh, Trent. This is why we have the fitness chat.
I know, I'm working on it. But like breakfast, you can have like a bagel, you can have an English muffin, you can have eggs, you can have biscuits and gravy, like you can have fruit.
Not that last one. you can have fried mayonnaise.
Trent said, he goes, well, I did have a Clif Bar instead of a Pop-Tart for breakfast, so that's a step in the right direction.
Well,
I congratulate him, to be fair.
Well, but the thing is, I don't know, just throwing protein at your body doesn't mean good.
It's probably way more than a Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Yes, far more than a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, it's got like a lot more fiber,
Pop-Tart
too.
Is just carbs and starch and flour, which is all the same thing.
I was going to say all three of those are carbs, Mike.
And s'mores.
I'm in nutrition. It's one of my classes. I go to Belmont.
Culinary expert, dietitian.
I'm an expert.
It's dietitian. It's dairy and milk and cheese and ice cream and sour cream
and some bread and some meat and some sauce.
I don't think Trent gets it.
I don't know.
Either. Trent sounds like he's describing spaghetti or something. So we were talking about alarms. Easily the most startling alarm I've ever had was sophomore year of college. I was living with Zan, and we had our beds, I guess, lofted. So like our desks were underneath our bed, and for a while I believed that I could keep my phone under my pillow and I would wake up responsibly at the right time and not snooze my alarms. It wasn't the case, of course, because I would snooze my alarms all the time. But one morning I snooze my alarm. So, you know, I say I need to be up at like 7. I snooze my alarm and I don't think I set a new one, or I might have, for 7:30 or something like that. But I wake up in between these two and I sit up in bed, and all of a sudden I have a river of blood coming out of my nose. I have one of the worst nosebleeds of my entire life. And Zan is, I don't remember at this point if he's sleeping or if he's sitting quietly at his desk, because some days he had earlier classes than me. I think he was sitting quietly at his desk, and I basically just yelled to him. I was like, Zan, give me paper towels. And so he like runs into the bathroom, gets me this like wad full, and I just like cover my nose. It's all over my comforter and pillow. And I was like, what happened? And he's like, I don't know. You just woke up like that. I was like, did you punch me in my sleep? What has happened to me that I am now just dying? We never did find out. I just woke up that morning with pouring blood.
That's horrifying. I remember I did that once, I think in high school, where my pillow was just doused and I was frightened. It was actually kind of, it's freaky to wake up and your pillow is
in your own blood. I can't imagine that's true.
I could go give you a count of exactly how many times that's happened to me over the past couple years. Let me just go take a look at my pillow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like tree rings.
Cut it in half. See how many rings are in it.
There's a memory for each little stain.
Each little one, a different nosebleed.
That's gross.
It is.
I once woke up with an entire spider in my mouth that I crunched down.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, no. Did that actually happen? That would be my last day on Earth.
It actually happened. And I crunched down on it. I spit it out, and I was like, well...
You know,
right back to sleep.
My last day ever alive.
I mean, I killed it. Are you kidding me? It didn't get me. I killed
that
it.
One. Didn't. What if there was a chain of them?
That was breakfast.
A chain of, you know, like a chain of spiders.
Yeah, like all monkeys.
Like the chain of spiders that everybody knows about. The classic chain of spiders.
The classic.
Because they run
game.
Around in packs. Ooh, well, look at that. Look out for
movies,
that pack of spiders. They're howling spiders.
It starts as one, and then...
Ow! We're spiders! There's lots of us together, and we're not babies!
Let's go into his mouth!
Everybody, ooh, let's go! Follow me!
Come
Crunch.
On!
Oh no, it's Bill! He was eaten!
Kill him! Kill the kid!
So I've never crunched down on a spider, but I've had a poisonous one crawling on my hand while I was trying to sleep.
Oh yeah!
Oh my gosh.
I've also never had a nosebleed, going back to that.
Never ever?
What?
Neither have I.
No, never ever have I had a nosebleed.
Never ever ever.
Never ever ever. Please don't come punch me in the nose.
Chris. I'm coming in there, Chris.
I'm coming too. Let me help.
I've got some wolf spiders that...
I've got a box knife.
What?
Oh my
Why?
God.
Oh, you're gonna bleed.
One way or another.
Give me your nose.
Wow.
If
guys.
We can't punch it out.
Guys, please.
Sorry.
I have something to say.
Say something.
I'm bottoms up.
I've been bottoms up.
Oh.
Yeah, same.
I'm pretty close on this pint here. Let me finish her off.
Oh, sure. This always happens.
Well, I guess while Trent finishes up that, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out and listening to this. As always, you can email us at poorquality@gmail.com. If you're a new listener, if you don't know us and you're just downloading this and listening, we've looked at, like, you know, the states and stuff. We have people, we have states downloading that we literally don't know anybody from. So if you're one of those people and you don't know us, send us an email and let us know how you found it and what your thoughts are. We'd love to hear from you guys. It's poorquality@gmail.com. We also have an Instagram. Trent, what's the handle for that?
Same thing, just poor quality, spelled the cool way.
Spelled the right way.
Also, what, like, might be fun is if you know a beer that is distributed in our area that you would like us to buy, send that in an email. I know probably Nashville has a lot of, you know, the major kind of beers, and there's a lot of minor ones, and same with Wisconsin or wherever. So if you have ideas, just send them in, and we'll probably buy whatever, and we're not really too particular.
That, and also, like, I was talking to my sister a bunch this week, which was awesome. My older sister and I talked a ton more than we usually did, and it was a lot of fun. But she said that she thought about writing in because she had, like, a similar funny story related to something that we were talking about. And I was like, please, like, if, like, something we say, like, gives you an idea for something that you said, like, send that in. And, like, if it's funny and concise, like, I've got no problem reading stuff out loud. Like, that'd be super fun and sweet. So
that'd be hilarious.
If you have, like, something related, like, please share it, and we'll enjoy it even if we don't read it. But
or like an idea for a topic, like if you want to have meta topic for the show.
Please, there's something you want to know about us, because we know a lot about each other.
We don't want to have what happened in episode 11 happen ever again.
Well, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys again for joining us. I have been Colin Night Nosebleeds Colin, or Parker. Ah.
It really does happen.
I'm sorry, neighbors. Oh my god. Theodore?
No.
If you haven't listened to episode 1, go back and listen to episode 1 for the reason why we're all dead.
Oh my god.
For the reason we all died. That was so unintentional. I think that was episode 1.
I think it was. It's gotta be.
Matt.
Yeah.
Take us, please save us.
There's no way I can do anything better than that. I've been Matt Colin Byers.
I've been Trent Pill Problem Safford.
Okay.
I have been Michael I Go Running Woodina.
Oh.
I have been Chris the Ever Interrupted O'Brien.
Oh.
I like it, though.
Throwing shade at the end of the show when it's too late to do anything about it, Chris.
Too late.
Chris. You scoundrel.
You guys know what we should talk about that real quick? Talk about how we're all bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. This particular quality, this particular show has definitely been poor quality from my part.
Yeah.
But what else did you expect?
What did you expect?
Oh my goodness.
That was so much cleaner than last week's.
Oh, so good.
And you're recording!
Great.